This Christmas morning, I have been gathering around a studio with a wonderful staff of colleagues who are working this holiday. Maybe you're gathered around a Christmas tree, and probably the last thing on your mind is how much that tree is worth. But it's a different story for the people who sell them. It's big business. Americans bought over 25 million trees last year, and many were purchased from small farmers. NPR's Eleanor Klibanoff visited a farm in Louisa, Virginia.
Step into the bright red barn at Claybrook Farms, and it feels like Christmas. A pot of hot cider bubbles on the stove. Friends, neighbors, and extended family make wreaths while owner John Carroll hauls in wood for the fire. It's gray outside, but the barn is full of holiday cheer. As Christmas tree farmers, holiday cheer is the Carroll family business. As we leave the warmth of the barn and board the tractor for a tour of the fields, Virginia Carroll tells me this land has been in her family for generations. She and her husband started the Christmas tree business once they were married.
We actually planted our first trees when we were expecting Matthew. And then a little while down the road, we had another son, Tyler, and it just seemed like a good use of the land and a good fit for us.
Matthew and Tyler, now grown, point to their fields. Where Matthew's white pines were first planted, there are just a few overgrown evergreens and an empty field, ready for the next planting. The Carrolls, like many farmers, saw the trees as an investment to be cashed in when their children were heading off to college. Christmas trees can generate a good return. Plant about 1,000 seedlings per acre. 400 to 800 of those turn into sellable trees, which can go for $50, $100, or more. And compared to other farm businesses, they're a lot less work.
It seemed like it would be a good idea maybe to have something other than livestock, which had to be fed and cared for on a regular basis.
Christmas trees can take 7 to 12 years to mature, depending on the type. 7 to 12 years if you don't run into drought, deer, invasive species, or any of the other factors that can endanger the young trees. The Carroll family isn't immune to these risks, but John and Matthew are both trained foresters. Virginia has lived on this land her whole life. Matthew's wife, Charlie Gale, is the agriculture teacher at the local high school. As Matthew will tell you, this is a family that knows the care these trees require.
As the tree gets older, you have more trimming to do. When it gets to about four or so, we'll need to start using other equipment. We want to keep them looking fairly natural.
What started as an investment crop has turned into a family passion, and the tradition is still growing. Matthew and Charlie Gale had their first child, Coleman, in August. Coleman's college fund will be planted this spring. Eleanor Klibanoff, NPR News, Washington.